I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum. There's two capable people and one handy capable person on this show. Remember, if you want to start your own podcast, look no further than the Mike Ward Theater of Dreams in Montreal, over at the Penthouse Comedy Studios. Booking podcast studio at gmail.com
so
is the place
where
you can send.
Rent the studio.
Yeah.
They send an email. What's the address again?
Booking podcast studio at gmail.com. Okay. Or head over to penthousecomedy.com and there's a link to it.
And every episode you always say competitive pricing, but it's really cheap compared to what it's worth.
Oh, of course. Yes. We are the most competitive, and for the quality, we've upgraded even more in there. The quality is top notch for the price that you're paying.
Because usually when you hear competitive, you figure, okay, it's about the same price as the other guy, but you're so competitive that you want to beat the other guy.
Yes, exactly.
You want to unify the title.
I'm unifying the titles over there, penthousecomedy.com, for all those details. And also, Mike Ward Noir is over. But if you're seeing this on time, yeah, you have one last chance. There's four tickets left for Club Soda. MikeWard.ca, the filming. There's four shows. Three are already sold out. There's a handful of tickets left for the last one. That's all you're going to get.
GSP said he might be coming. Cause he's got that the Anderson Silva, Jake Paul fight.
Yeah.
That I don't know what he's doing. I don't know if he's he said they booked him to do something on the thing. And then he hadn't signed his contract yet. So he said, if the contract isn't signed, I'm going to go see you.
This is very exciting.
So we got to hope that Jake Paul fucking realizes that GSP is too expensive.
I hope so, too. Yeah, I want him at the show.
Yeah.
Poseidon will help him come.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
So here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen.
And he's Poseidon, yeah.
He's Poseidon.
Usually we introduce him. Then we realize it's not worth it anymore.
We've grown as people.
Yeah.
We've grown as people.
You've moved on.
We have moved on. It's like we broke up, but you're not moving out.
Yeah, that's it.
You've disowned me.
You're like, look, I don't want to be here, but I got no place to go. Please let me stay on the couch. Imagine if you were homeless and you had to stay on my couch.
It'd be rough.
Yeah, I'd throw him off the balcony quickly.
Yeah. Your apartment would smell of farts really fast.
Yeah. Why are you farting at people's houses?
Yeah. No, because I'd be sleeping. I fart in my sleep.
So that means that your bedroom smells of fart?
Yes. Reeks.
Oh, your poor girlfriend.
Yeah, she now smells of fart.
She's so cute and sweet, and she's fucking living in a fart den.
When she goes to work, I have to ask her, is everything okay there? What, does he throw his feces at you? No? Why do you smell like that? Oh, it's...
Dude, they probably ask her. They're like, okay, did you shit your pants? They're giving her depends all the time. Look, you can, there's nothing. It happens to everyone to shit their pants.
No, it's like, he's shitting his pants. It's rubbing off on me.
Sometimes I'll fart under the cover and then put her over.
He's a romantic. He's, say what you will about Poseidon. Hopelessly romantic.
Opt for her. I want to go get her a gift after this.
Oh, I want to talk about something that when we were on tour in Ontario, you pretended that you take three showers a day.
No, hold on.
Amazing.
Whoa. I didn't pretend. It's true.
Okay. How many showers did you take today?
Today? Well, I took one last night.
No. There's too much thinking. He just said today.
Oh, today one so
far. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So far.
And then I'm going to take another one at night. So two.
Yeah, so that's two.
Yeah. In the summer, though, I take at least, I would say three.
But that's like saying, okay, in the summer, if I'm moving or lifting heavy machinery, I take three showers.
Yeah, the if is the weird thing. That's like me saying, but well, bro, I don't swim, obviously.
Oh,
but
no,
if I'm in a pool,
I sweat. In the summer, I sweat
all
like
day
this.
With the AC. Like
still three. My balls sweat.
Even with the AC?
Yep.
Oh, goddamn. I think your balls are the problem.
I think the head is the problem.
No, in the summer. No, in the summer, for real, I take at least 3 showers. In the winter, like
the
when it gets colder.
The way you said it, though, it was every day.
He did. I understand.
He actually
said
3 a day. You literally said, no, no, bro, may I take 3 showers? And then when Preach didn't believe you and started to grill you on it, then your story started to change. And you're like, no, hold on, listen up.
But I'm not lying. Like,
you're exaggerating the truth.
No, that
well, no, no, because I do take 3 showers a day. Like, it's not.
Well, no,
a,
you don't. You've taken 3 showers a day. Yeah. That's like me going. Thing.
I'm not lying. I was born in Florida. You were born in Florida? Well, I've been to Florida.
Yeah, and I was born.
And I was born, and I've been there.
Yeah.
So
technically,
same.
Yeah.
I was born in Dubai.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
Because I've been, and yeah. I was born.
So that's why it's weird. That's why. Yeah. That's why. He was going. That's why he still remembered it. That's why it drove people crazy. Because it's weird. It's not. You know what the thing is? If somebody lies to save themselves or something, it's understandable. You're like, okay, bro, that's self-preservation. You, it's so random sometimes.
Yeah.
It, people keep it in their head because they're like, I wonder what the end game is here. Because it's so random.
But the thing, I don't.
And it's not a cool brag. Like, it's not like we're not going home going, that fucking guy's cool.
Yeah, it's not like
he's
bro,
clean. He's
I
cleaner
cut diamonds.
Than me.
But,
I cut
but,
diamonds.
But the thing is, I don't see it as a lie because I do it. Often, I do it half,
you don't
but
do
like
it often.
Almost half, of, like th- four said, months out of the year.
Well, see, no,
like,
you said you do it for the summer when it's
Lou
hot.
Marin,
yeah. The
Lou
summer
Marin,
Montreal is in 4 months.
Lou Marin, like he doesn't smoke anymore, but when he used to, well, he still smokes hash. So, but when, since he drinks a lot and he used to smoke, he used to always smell like a fucking someone that had just come out of a bar. So he used to take 3 showers a day for real. And you could tell that he took 3 showers a day because every time you'd look at him, his hair was a little wet.
Yeah, he
like
was
if,
always...
Okay. If you're washing that much, your hair's always a little wet.
It is.
Your hair is never wet.
Your
never
hair is never
hair
wet.
No, but after the shower, but I'm not... I'm home.
No, but if you're... Because 3 times a day, and you're the type of guy that sleeps like a good 12, 14 hours.
No.
So...
He sleeps as much as sleep is available. That's true. Yeah.
You sleep, what, 10 hours a day?
If it's available.
No,
but,
no, no, no.
But
today
it
I slept... 8 hours.
Okay.
8 hours.
So you only have 16
I don't,
hours.
I try not to sleep more than 8 hours because if I sleep more than 8, I feel
so
like a piece of garbage.
Because you're all drained. All the gas is out.
So if you're up 16 hours a day taking 3 showers, that means every five hours and 20 minutes, you're in the shower.
Oh, yeah.
So every so you can.
Okay, so.
So you use the shower here.
So in the summer.
Yeah, we've been here since we recorded another podcast.
No, but I
want to
take showers at weird places, like different places.
So you're going to go home, take a shower, and then 2 hours later take another one?
Today, no, because unless I train. So if I train in the middle of the day.
But again, that's what he's talking about.
But training doesn't count.
It doesn't count because that's not a regular. That's what he's saying. That's what's weird. That's
training is like
getting
washed.
I ski all the time. When do you
ski?
I ski once a year when I go skiing. But you say
I always put my skates on.
I ski all the time when I ski.
In the summer.
I always put my skates on.
In the summer.
You always put your skates on when I go skating.
Yeah, but that's not always.
Because of humidity, I'll take a shower in the morning and then in the middle of the day and then at night. Always.
Always.
Always. Or
once in a while.
Once in a while.
When it's humid.
When
yeah.
it's humid and I'm working
when
out.
When I sweat.
Always.
And when I do the, you know, when you sniff
I
your ball.
I always play basketball.
You know, when you check your balls, when you take it like a swipe and then you go, ugh, and like, it's a bad smell.
That's a you thing. It's all you, baby.
So how, I'm
you
coming back
taste?
To your
and you're
girl.
Like, oh, that guy's just tastes weird.
Your girl lives in a house that smells like poop and farts, and she sees you in the summer going,
oh, bro. And she's looking, she's like, oh, yes. See, I've made some mistakes.
I made a terrible mistake. He's too big to murder.
Yeah. I can't murder him. Maybe he'll just get rid of all the gas and he'll just deflate and die.
Yeah. Maybe he'll wash himself to death.
It's like, I didn't try washing a bit more time.
Wash with your mouth open and block your nose.
I see new technique. It's called waterboarding, American style. That's so funny. Gosh. Your house reeks of shit. Yeah. She's just looking like, I know I could do
so
better.
So that means in your car, do you have to ride with the windows down all the time because you're always farting?
No, but I'll every time I fart in my car, I'll do it like ooh, and roll it down a bit.
Okay. Because I just realized I'm going to Florida next week. And I asked him to take care of my car.
No, hold on.
To the body
hold
shop.
Hold on.
So he's going to be farting in my car.
No, let me tell you. Taking it to the body. He's taking it to the body shop. Before he does that, taking that car to the lower body shop.
Hold on. I've never farted in your tour bus. I will never.
I don't believe that.
Hold on. Go fuck yourself.
Farted this last week.
Yeah.
There was one time he was in the back. Lou Marin was with Preach in the front. We were the only two in the
common area.
The common area where the commoners are.
I love the giggle. He's like,
And it smelt like a fart. And they were too far for me to smell their farts. I didn't fart. And Penthouse was way the fuck in the back. So I couldn't have smelled
on tour with you guys on this tour. I have farted once publicly.
You just
hold on. It was not in the tour bus.
It was in the plane.
No, it was by mistake. It slipped out because I've been holding it in. I had been holding it in because it was a long drive. It was in Val-d'Or. It was the last show. It was right at the entrance of the loge. And then I went I hid behind the curtains right away. So like you guys can't see that I was there.
That was a smell.
Yeah.
Oh, that was
that one time. That's it. That's the only time.
That's but not the only time, but that's...
Else's store bus.
So you hid behind the curtain, not so that the odor would be back there. You just wanted to hide. So you farted on us and then hid like a four-year-old.
Yeah. Why don't you just fart far away?
Why didn't you just cover your eyes so you couldn't see us?
So, but in somebody else's vehicle... I will never do such a thing.
You farted in my vehicle and I yelled at you and you told me I can't control it. I remember. When? You're like, bro, what do you want? And I was like, why would you do that? I didn't think it was going to smell. And you were screaming. We've had that conversation.
When?
Okay, when
that's
it happened.
That's never happened.
Yes, it has. And you were yelling. Yeah, and you said, I didn't know it was going to. I go, but that doesn't make it right. And you're like, I didn't know. Yeah.
I farted in your house.
You've also farted in my house. Yeah. You fart everywhere.
You fart everywhere.
You
fart
everywhere.
I don't.
We've established that you fart everywhere.
You just said you couldn't sleep at his house because his house would smell like farts. So that you just proved that you're
So you fart habitual. When you're asleep, when you're awake, when you're in a car, when you're in a theater, when you're a tour bus.
Any time you don't fart is in the shower.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I
fart in the shower
much.
As well.
Okay, so no place is safe.
And sometimes... you know when you clean your asshole with the bar of soap?
With the toothpick?
With the bar of soap?
What do you mean?
You jam the bar of soap up your ass?
You don't jam. No, that's disgusting. You don't do that.
Hold on a second. You take the soap bar and you jam it up your ass?
I don't jam it up my ass.
I go to your house
but
and
I'll clean the exterior of my asshole.
I use the soap to wash my hands.
Yeah.
It's fucking... It
hold on. How do you clean your asshole?
With the loofahs.
No, because then shit particles get stuck, bro, or hair.
Well, no, that's what it's for, the loofah.
No, the loofah is for the body.
Are you fucked? So if your girlfriend takes the bar of soap, is she just taking stuff
and
that was in your asshole?
No, but it's soap. You clean it. You
have your own loofah. You can have your own towel just for
your
ass.
Do you have soap for your
soap? Yeah, you have your own loofah for your ass, bro. Just do your ass. Have your own thing for your ass, bro. You're an adult man.
Yeah. I don't use the loofah, but I'll rub the soap on my hands and then I use my hands.
Yeah, that's even
better. To wash my
ass.
Way
better.
And then I rinse my hands.
Yeah, that's way better.
There's a bar of soap just in the shower? For the soap to wash your hands, we use a thing.
No, I know.
I get it, but soap.
But
yeah.
Like
it's
your
not,
girl
it's not
is
an ass
still,
soap.
She's
going to
want to
use that
tits.
Soap.
Yeah.
Now she watches. She's going to find out that the
is she rubbing her tits
with
and
your
her
ass?
Armpits?
She's going to find out if she watches. She's gonna
no,
be like,
because it's soap.
Yeah, but it's soap. So that means I could jam a soap on the rope up my ass, pull it out, and go. Who cares?
It's
soap.
Yeah,
and the rope
once you clean it, it's soap. It gets clean.
That's I don't think that's how it works.
That's how it works. It's soap.
So soap is always clean?
Well,
so I
yes,
could have
because,
diarrhea
on
your soap.
I will explain to you. If it was not clean, we wouldn't reuse it.
But it's not about not
because
well,
that's
I think your girl reuses
you
it because she
like,
doesn't
for example,
know.
You know the soap? Like let's say the squishy soap, right? You squish it, you use that part on your hands. You're not taking the whole thing and shoving it in your ass or on you're just using what you're using.
So the bar of soap.
So the bar of soap, you can use just the soap that you gotta use and not put the entire bar up your ass.
No. So the bar of soap, you grab it and like I'll do this, like the armpits. Dick and balls, ass, asshole.
Even my balls, I never rub the soap on my balls or dick. I'll rub the soap
then,
on my chest.
I could see
even my armpits.
I could see someone doing what you're doing if you live alone. No one else is going to use the
but
soap. Maybe, but if other people are going to use it,
hold on. Let me finish.
If you
please
were,
let me finish.
Caveman that just got like
hold on
thawed like,
and then once you're done with the bar of soap, you run it under the water and you clean it properly. And then you place it back. If that was the case, what you guys are saying, then you could never, then it would always be dirty. You would just be dirtying yourself.
Well, making it dirty because it's ass soap.
No, but no, you wash it after.
But why wash it? Why not shove it up your ass? Do you why not not put the bar of soap up your ass in the first place?
Does your girl know that you rub this?
Yeah, we use it in the same manner.
But how do you know? You don't want you. Well, with her.
Hold on. I used to live with my mom and brothers. We used to do that with.
Yeah, of course, because you all learned from the same. Like it's your mom.
You're
that
cut
does
from
it.
The same cloth.
But you're.
Yeah, but it's soap. It's not. It's not a cloth. It's not a toothbrush.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah. But since someone else is using it.
So it's a bar of soap. It's clean. If you
so
wash
that means
it,
like
it,
when you were little, your mom like. So you'd have like your mom's pubes on the
soap? You rewash. No, you don't do that. That's disrespectful. So you rewash
That's disrespectful. Okay. I'm gonna Google because he might be right.
Because you rewash it, you get rid
maybe,
of the.
Maybe we're the idiots because I use the. No. I water it up, but I make the foams.
No, you're not idiots. Hold on. You guys are just extra. Hold on. No, you're extra cleanly, which is fine.
When I put water with the soap, it becomes very spongy. It becomes all soapy. So I use that soapy lathery to put in my nether regions.
Yeah. But you can use the actual bar of soap. Like I grab it and I rub my body with it.
But my, I rub
and if
my
there's
chest,
hair,
but I'm not going to shove the thing up my
and
ass.
If I don't shove it up my ass either. I just
do you get put it under hot water and then so that you can form it and then you make it into like a long cylinder?
No. What I'll do after I'm done with it is I'll grab it like this. I'll leave it in my hand and then I run it under hot water and then I clean it. Okay. So it has no pubes and it has nothing on it and then I place it back.
Okay.
The answer may surprise you, it says. Because it says soap or no soap. Soap may be an important part of your bathing routine, but how do you wash your anus? The answer may surprise you. Anal health care. Friends about it. As always, body soap. I think they're going to say if soap is dangerous, but I have to use soap or else I'll feel disgusted.
But I don't shove it up my ass.
Well, you do shove it up your ass.
That's I put it between my ass cheeks.
Yeah, a lot of people don't use soap. Had I told you?
Look, that's disgusting.
When I was in high school, I had a teacher that he was telling us that... He never used soap. He was like, you don't need soap.
Oh, my God.
You just water. I'll rinse the dead skin off your body. But he was also the same man that told me.
If I accidentally stick a bar of soap in my ass while washing, how do I get it to stop being itchy? That's funny.
Yeah, the guy told me.
What if you do it intentionally? That's the real thing.
I don't shove it. I'll bend over, spread my ass cheeks, and clean my like the outside of my asshole, but I won't shove it inside.
So the debate is here. It's mostly face, butt. Oh, yeah. People are saying you should have you shouldn't shove the bar of soap in your ass if you're going to wash your face with. And the other debate of what we're saying, the other one is some people don't want to use soap at all because depending on what soap
that's
they
disgusting.
Use, it gives them rashes.
I know.
Some people are very sensitive.
Yeah, the only thing I don't use the soap on is the... And that I only use water is the...
Your dick hole?
Yeah, that's it. Because
every time... You use a toothbrush?
No. I clean it with my hand and shit because it gets irritated by the soap every time.
But not your hand?
No.
All right.
But yeah, I don't... I guess maybe he's not the only one because this whole family, people shove bars of soap.
I'm not saying like...
Do you wipe back to front or front to back?
Well, I start... I start up top. So I start armpits.
So when you're wiping your ass...
How the fuck do you shit?
No, I'm talking about the bar soap.
Somebody asked.
Oh, what did you ask? Sorry.
Do you wipe back to front or front to back?
I start up here. Because the shit... And then...
hold on. I can't...
Front to back.
Okay.
Front to back.
You had to mime that to know? God damn.
He stands up when he wipes his ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, I stand.
There's,
so
there's
do
a
I.
Lot of, yeah, that's what you told me last time. There's a lot
Veron
of
Veron also stands up.
Yeah, I don't stand up to wipe my ass.
My brother sits down, and every time I see him, I go, how do you wipe your ass like that? Yeah. He goes, you're the weirdo.
Yeah, you're the weirdo. I think you guys are weird. But how do you...
I think we had this...
I think it's how you start wiping your ass is the way you're going to end
I think
your
so, yeah.
Like, François Bellefeuille had a bit about that I really liked. That you learn how to wipe your ass when you're 4 or 5, your mom teaches you.
You're never
going to
change it.
And then there's never like a checkup, like 8 years later going, you fucking got that part wrong. Because, right, they're teaching you when you're 4.
You don't
so
know how other
probably
people. So there's people who probably shit, but facing the other way, like they put their elbows on the thing in the back.
But
oh, yeah.
For sure.
Some people do wipe back to front, which is fucking disgusting.
So they're putting the shit on their balls or in their vaginas.
Good thing they, like, at least guys have balls to block the shit from getting to the dick hole. But a woman, like, I dated this chick in high school, and she used to get yeast infections. And the doctor told her it's because she wiped back to front.
Do those?
And then when she told me that, I was like, oh, I've eaten your fucking dirty pussy.
You need some shit. Yeah. Do those hurt?
I don't know. I'm
or
not
are they itchy?
No, they make bread.
They just stink.
So the only way you know is when it stinks.
Yeah.
So they don't hurt.
I don't know if they hurt. I don't think they hurt. I think they just stink.
In my head, I always thought, you think yeast infection, I always think of like pain, like it's throbbing.
I don't think it hurts. I don't know.
Still disgusting.
Even it's super disgusting.
It hurt me when I ate her pussy.
Yeah, oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
So you got towed this week?
Yes.
Okay.
Last week.
Are you gonna say?
No, he said it the day, and now he's changed it at least. But the day, because the reason why I was shocked is because when he said that, I was 100% sure. But then I started to believe him, and then I go, "Oh, that's fucking dirty." So then when I went there and I saw that,
What did he say?
Because he was like, "I parked. Why are you parking where we normally park? Is that the studio?" I go, "Well, because we're allowed to park there." He's like, "No, but it's the weekend. I'm gonna park on the other side because it's all open and you're close and there's nothing that you can't get towed." And I'm like, "I'm pretty sure there's a sign that says you can." He's like, "There's no sign there." And then I'm like, "Fuck, if there's no sign there, like, I'm crazy because I'm sure there's a sign there." So then when I drove around, like, I was going, I go, "Fuck, if there's," because he told me I got towed. I go, "Those motherfuckers, there's no sign and they towed him. That's fucking dirty." But then I showed up. The sign was bigger than him. It's massive. I took a picture of it. It's a massive sign that says.
I didn't notice it.
You'll get, yeah. So then I go, "Oh, fuck. There was a sign. Okay. I was right the first time. But he actually got towed. And then he was driving around the neighborhood trying to find the car. And it was so close where it was.
Bro, I was so angry.
He spent 2 hours. He didn't see
it. But you know why that bothers me?
How much did they charge you?
Like $160.
I hate that too when they tow you. Oh, that's a big sign. God damn. I've never seen a big.
Me neither. It's the biggest sign I've ever seen.
That looks like a fuck. It's bigger than a sandwich board.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah, I know.
And it's right next to where he parks his car. He turns his head. The first thing he sees is this sign.
I've only been towed once. And I hate that they don't. Well, I guess they can't leave a note. But you don't know where the fuck your car is,
or if it was stolen.
Yeah.
Me too. It was my first time ever in my life that I got told. I've never been told before. But the reason why this pisses me off is, here's the thing: I was technically in the wrong, but so the reason they gave me on the phone for towing the car is that it belongs to another business. But that business, it's a Saturday. It's closed.
It still belongs to another business.
Yeah, I understand. So they were just doing it.
They're doing their job.
To go out and collect. Yeah, those, but no one's going to park there.
It's
from that
closed.
Business.
You don't
it's
get
like
it.
the restaurant next to my house that closed on Sundays.
Yeah.
I like to go there to fucking make my fish and chips.
Yeah, they're not open.
I have a fish and chip business all weekend. Yeah,
So let's say if it was your parking spot.
Yeah.
If your parking spot. And you find out that you pay, it's your spot.
Some asshole.
Some asshole's parked there when you're not there. But you're not there. Are you going to be like?
Yeah, but no one's there on the weekend for it's a the group.
We don't you're live not in a communist country.
Yeah,
like it's
their spot, right? So they monitor like your house. If you leave for a month, would you be okay if people walk in, they watch a TV, and walk out? No, it's still your house, even though you're not using it.
That's different. But hold on.
It's the same thing.
It's somebody's
it's
spot.
It's the same as my driveway. Like when we
it's
were
his
in
driveway.
Toronto,
you're right.
When we were in Toronto. Or not Toronto, Ontario. And my wife, if she went to the country house, that means she's not at the house. I'm not at the house. Does that mean our neighbors can just use my driveway?
No, you're right. But okay, why do you park on the other side then?
Why not? Because that's our buildings. That belongs to our building.
Yeah, but that's somebody
why.
Else's spot as well.
It's not. It's no
of
one's spot.
Of course it is.
No, it's not. It's
those
no
spots
spot.
On the side?
Yeah, it's
there's
no
somebody's
spot.
Spots. Yes.
No, they're not.
Yes,
I already
they
spoke
are.
I already
no.
spoke with Louise. I already
it's
spoke with Louise.
Street.
They're not. It's the same. So they have two sets of parking. One is underground and one is on the side. If it's full or if you want to go on the side,
no,
you
people
pay
for them. They pay monthly.
Okay,
they pay monthly to park on the side.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's no
this
designated
is like
spot.
Alley.
But it's the same thing
no,
with
no,
the other
this
side.
Is the alley side.
Going
on the other side, yes, each spot is a person's thing from the company. Yes, it is.
No, because it would say it is RV. It doesn't say it is RV.
It does say it is RV. There's a whole thing.
No, they pay monthly, but it doesn't say this is a réservé. It's like we have.
It says réservé in big. The first word is réservé.
I'm talking about for each spot. Okay, in our building.
Because this is what you're understanding. Those spots are not public.
Put,
It's their company. They have the whole place. Yeah. They know which person has each spot. You know that's why it's reversed. You know what? Because the it's their company.
They pay monthly.
The person that put up.
You understand? I already told you this.
No, they pay for the parking,
separate,
right?
This is a separate from our parking. It's separate. It's two different things.
I understand
the company that has that, the company that has that parking spot there, that, that has that Harry, paid for the whole thing. And in their company, it's not for guests. In their company, let's say an accountant, whatever, they have their spots. They could do whatever they want. They could charge the person. They have that whole spot.
Then
it's
that
theirs.
Means we should get told on the other side as well from the other because it's the same thing. Because they pay. Yes.
It's two. Again, I don't know why you're saying this. It's two different companies. You understand?
And the guy, the reason why they don't have little reserved signs, the guy that put those out was like, should we put four little reserve signs or just put one fucking big one and go all of these are reserved.
So I already spoke with Louise about this. I said, on the weekends, may I park on the side there? Yeah. She goes, in the weekends, you could even park on the fence, she goes, or you can even go in as long as you don't take one of the reserved signs. She goes, it's all the reserved signs.
But there's
signs.
People that pay for
reserve for signs. That's why she said,
no,
don't do
it.
No,
they pay monthly to have access.
Of course.
But by that logic, we should get told as well because we didn't pay for it.
Well, no,
because
I already spoke
the
to her.
Owner
it's
said
two
it's
different.
Cool.
Yes, yeah, it's two different companies.
I understand, but
it's two different companies. The owner of where you went said, no parking. I don't know you. You're not allowed to park. I'm going to tow you. The owner where I park told me, go ahead and park. You're not going to get towed on the weekend because we're not here to enforce it. They all have different rules. It's two different companies that patrol each thing. The owner of where I park told me it's cool there. And she also told me if ever I want to park and she's there and I'm not for too long, to let her know and I can still have the spot even during the day.
It's
the owner of the other side, I don't know, but I do know that they tow and that's why I told you.
It's like if there was two beaches, one right next to each other. One is a nude beach, the other one isn't. He's going on the nude beach so he can pull his dick out. If you pull your dick out on the other beach.
Yeah, you can't say, but they're doing it over there. Like his driveway, like he said, nobody can take it when he's gone. But if his neighbor had asked him, he goes, when you're gone, can I take it? His neighbor's allowed. You can't go if you didn't ask and take it. But his neighbor asked him. Mm. The people on the other side where I park, where you should be parking, where you should always park, already told me, especially on the weekends, she goes, we have to call them. They don't patrol for us. We pay them to come tow a car. We're not going to do it in the weekend because we're not here to monitor it. Yeah. We don't know who paid, who didn't. We don't care. And also, she said, in the day, if you want to come when we do tow, let me know if you're not here for long, park for free, and go in. So I have that deal with them. So do you.
But they're not there on the weekend to monitor their parking spots either.
But they paid. It's a different company. I already told you. They pay the truck to monitor. I already told you this. It's a different number.
How much did it cost you?
I don't know, like one something.
But I don't know why you're arguing. We've been there for 2 years. Never has it happened where we're allowed, where I told you to park. We've never had a problem.
Yeah.
You decided, even though there was parking available, you decided, I'm going to park on the other side because I want to. It's another person's company.
I parked there for a month straight at nights and weekends, and I hadn't gotten told.
So it was fitting.
Yeah.
But same as here, like next to the Baldel where we park.
We're not supposed to. Yeah.
I've never been towed. I've only gotten one or two tickets in like 5 years.
I got two.
Michelle parked there once and he got towed.
Yeah.
So
what is Michelle going to say? Well, Mike didn't get a ticket for months. Give him. When you're not supposed to, that's why I told you the side that we're allowed, let's take advantage. We're allowed to be there on the weekends anyway.
Yeah.
They told us, but the other side's a different company completely.
Did you have to pay it, right? When you show up, they don't give you your car if you don't give them the money.
I never agreed to paying.
They took his information. They said they're going to bill him.
Okay.
Yeah.
You never agreed. Yeah. I didn't agree.
That's what he said. He says he's not going to pay you. He's going to tell them I never agreed to pay you.
I never agreed. What the fuck? Jesus Christ. That's not how life works, I don't think.
But his question is, what's the worst they could do to him?
They can tow your car again.
How are they going to find his car?
No, yeah. not for a place where you're not parked legally.
Yeah, like how are they going to know what his car is? The only thing they could do is affect his credit.
Yeah.
Because they'll just put
not
us
really
because
not like
no they could that's what they'll go to the credit bureau right they'll go to collections they'll be like this guy owes us $180 and then it just that's
but
all they could do
technically they can't arrest you anything
it's not Ville de Montréal so they can't take your license they have no authority all they can do is ask for the money and at worst give it to a collect that's the worst they can do they can't touch your
there's
car they can't touch your license they can't do anything
there's a guy that bought ads on Suzukut that his payment. He never paid.
Oh, I remember, yeah.
And but he was like, no, I sent the money at PayPal, and then he sent us a screenshot, PayPal, and then we're like, we never got that money. And then he goes, yeah, no, there was a, but I paid PayPal. So that's your problem. It's not my problem. And then I was like, no, but we never got the money.
Sounds like
so
the guy that bought the Islanders.
We contacted PayPal and we're like, this guy says he paid. And they're like, but no, if he would have paid, you'd have the money.
Yeah.
So we got back. We're like, look, PayPal says you didn't pay. I paid. If you fucking go after PayPal. So then we sent him I got a lawyer, sent a letter going, look, fuck face, you owe us money. And then he was like, I paid PayPal. He used the same fucking thing. So then I got a collection agency to go after him. And I thought the way collection agency worked, I thought it was like the mob. I thought I sold his debt. So I was like, this guy owes me $3,000. Give me $1,000 and just go hassle him until he gives you $3,000. But that's not how they work. They sent him letters, and then they just got back to me and they were like, he doesn't want to pay.
Yeah, but that's the same thing with him. They can't do it.
Yeah,
if it was the city, you know what they do? They threaten to suspend your license. They've done it to me many times. Well, okay, but this they can't.
Yeah.
Their only threat is just harassing you.
And then they told us that
they can't do anything.
You know, collection agency told me. You can take him to small claims court, but you have to go see the cops first. So then I sent Michelle to go see the cops and to bring him to small claims court. But it was, I think it was too big for small claims court. And I think small claims court is only $1,000. And then and the cops were like,
this isn't worth it.
They were like, this guy's a piece of shit. And he doesn't even live in Quebec anymore. He's in Mexico, so.
I wonder why. He probably owes money to a bunch of
people. Yeah, he's a piece of garbage.
Okay, that is piece of garbage shit. Like, you asked for a service.
We're not saying you're a piece of garbage. Yeah. You know, we're just saying you set yourself up to fail.
I understand. Mm-hmm. But what bothers me about that is it's predatory behavior on the part of the tow truck company.
But it is, but it's also predatory behavior on your part.
Parking you, where you're not supposed to.
Yeah, you were praying on a spot, that you weren't supposed to.
Well, no, not really, because they're not going to use it.
But I understand that, but it's still theirs.
So I didn't do anything. I understand. Look, I'm not going to do it again, obviously, because I'm going to get told again.
Well, trespassing. You didn't.
It's the exact same thing as, like, McDonald's. If McDonald's is closed at night and you go eat on their terrace.
Yeah.
Like, technically...
You're not hurting anyone.
Yeah. But
if they want,
anyone.
They can ask you to leave.
But they can go, hey, we saw a video. Okay, you can't bring Burger King to a fucking McDonald's terrace.
But it's closed. It's like, I get that, but it's still, get the fuck off my property.
Mm.
You know, like people on your lawn.
So they're in
night.
The right, even though...
They're 100% in the right.
Technically, if we lived in a big, beautiful world that everyone gave hugs instead of money.
On paper, they're right, but it just...
Yeah. It's the same thing like the handicap spot. There's no handicap guy using it. Can you park on the handicap spot? Would you?
I see what you mean. Okay, when you make that analogy, it can.
But that's why
I get it.
But all of these fucking socialists, they all want to use everything.
Yeah, these fucking goddamn commies.
Hold
fucking
on, bro. Bro. Oh, what the?
Why don't you work for a spot? Not even. You have a. You know what drives me crazy? He has a spot on the other side. Yeah, that's when we got it. He's like, I parked over there.
I stopped.
I go, why? You have a spot in the side.
Do you know
why
I stopped parking there? Because they were doing construction and they had that slump.
Yeah.
And it would scrape the car.
So why don't you get out from the other side?
Because it's hard to reverse and then there's giant holes there and then you can reverse into the hole. Like it's a fucking... Anyways, I was just like... So for that month, I was like, until they're done construction, I'll park there. I started parking there and I realized like...
Should I park on the fence?
Oh, they're closed. Like they're closed at night. I would park at night. I wouldn't get told. I would park on the weekends.
Yeah, I wouldn't get told. You got luck on the weekend because they work on the weekends. It's just late at night. They won't.
But I get.
Like after
six,
I think they're done.
I get your mentality. I'm the same way. If a restaurant is closed, I'll be like, I'll just park there. No one will notice.
Yeah.
But if I do get towed, I'm like, I was in the wrong.
But even me as the, like, if I owned the restaurant and I was opening, let's say 5 to 9 example, right? And somebody parked after hours and like, I wasn't like,
I'd set his car on fire.
Like, I wouldn't... Mm-hmm. Personally, I would not...
I would smash his tires.
No, but personally...
I'd get the license plate. I'd call my friend that used to be in the police department. Not there anymore. Don't want to say why. And I'd go, I'll give you $4,000 if you burn this man's house.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but personally...
Do your thing.
Like, I wouldn't care. Even if I had a deal with a towing company, I would tell the towing company between this time and this time, tow. I don't give a fuck.
Because that's what you do. Yeah. When you pay for a service...
You expect it to be...
You go, look...
Yes.
You guys just go easy. On your business.
Let's say I'm closed on Mondays. I'll tell them I don't care.
No, you wouldn't. I know you. You're so territorial. You're get the fuck out of here.
What?
You would pee on your closed parking spot every day just to mark your territory. You would fart on the yellow line.
You're too territorial for that. It would bug the shit out of you. If you were driving by and you see somebody that's not supposed to be there parked in your spot, bro, you'd lose your shit.
If you hire...
In my spot?
If you're driving by, you're not working
that day.
Hold on. See someone in your spot.
Hold on.
Because it's reserved and you'd be like, I know I'm not there today. It's Monday, but...
Hold on. If it's parking for people who go to the restaurant during the day and it's in the parking lot...
No, listen. I'm talking
but
about you right now.
If it's my spot which is next to the building and it has my name on it...
Listen.
You goddamn fucking right.
But that's what happened there.
Hold on.
But that's what they have.
There's nobody's name.
That's what they have. That's what you're not understanding. They're not putting their names because it's outside. That's what I'm trying to tell you that you refuse to understand. That area where you parked, right?
Yeah.
That area belongs to that company. It's not ours. It's not the other side of the building. This is specifically theirs. They explained to us the first day we started there. It's their own thing. Yeah. What they do is every spot there is given out to one of their employees. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Just because there's no name on it, they know amongst themselves who has which spot. That's what I keep trying to tell you. So the only thing is there's no visual representation for you, Poseidon, to feel good to say Poseidon. But each one of those belongs to a person. No, they shouldn't because it says don't park here. It's for people
who are
reserved.
And it might be a shitty company that changes employees every other week.
Yeah, every other week. So they have to change. Look, on Wednesdays, you have this spot. On Thursdays, you have this spot. I don't know how it works. The point is the whole thing is theirs.
Yeah.
The whole thing is what you described. So someone driving by, you might have been in his spot. And he's like, I'm not working today, but fuck that, call the tow company. Yeah. You never know.
And the tow company, like during the week when they're open, they have to call to say, hey, someone's in the spot. But the deal with them is probably, look, we're open Monday to Friday, this time to this time. So don't tow anyone when we're open unless we call you.
Yeah, and they have the vignette. They give you a thing to put in the car.
The rest of the time, anyone that's there, fucking tow them just to send a message to these fucking peasants.
Do you really want to get away with parking there on the weekend? You could have just gone one level smarter. Go during the week when we're there, go around, see who's parked there. Go in front of the car, take a picture of the vignette they have. It's probably going to be something with a logo or whatever. Yeah. Like, it looks so simple. Go upstairs, print the same thing out, put in your car. You're there all weekend. Every time a tow truck comes, like, oh, this guy works here.
Yeah. Oh, but I was just parking there because they were doing the construction.
But I'm saying now you could park all the time if you use the methods.
Yeah.
I don't care about...
Be a smart criminal.
Yeah.
But it wasn't even to... It was just to avoid scraping
my car.
Crime
doesn't pay.
It was just to avoid scraping my car. That was it.
I don't know, but that wasn't the discussion. The discussion was, you're like, why did they tell me?
Yeah.
It wasn't, you're changing it.
But I don't care about, like, I don't have to park that. Like, I want to park that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not the end of the world.
Sounded like it was.
Yeah.
It was last week, but I'm over it.
All right, it's good. Yeah. So we helped you get over it.
Yeah. And holy fuck, because we went, me and Guido, first it was me and Pantelis, went looking for my car.
I was trying to find his car, so it doesn't pay.
Okay.
And
Guido has a car still?
He has his dad's.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we went with Guido, and we drove for like 2 hours, couldn't find it. And it was literally like...
If they went one block north?
Yeah.
But it was too far. That son of a bitch parked it way too far.
But we couldn't, because if you try to go straight... It's blocked by
Was it in like in the movies that it was behind like a gate and a
guy? No. He just parked it on the street.
Yeah. Oh, he just dumped it off.
It was
the street.
In the neighborhood in a lost area.
Oh, that's why you don't have to fucking because usually in a place where it's behind a gate, you have to pay before they let you leave with it.
Yeah, no, it was none of that.
Okay.
So what I told him to do in the future, because he's the kind of guy. It's gonna get towed a lot. He doesn't like the rules.
It's happened to the
buy first. A tag, one of those tags that you have, put in the car. Next time that happens, he knows where it is. He's like, all right, cool. Yeah. He'll get his car. So he won't be scared to park anywhere.
I have a bunch of those. I'll give you one.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, bro.
You know what? Now I wanna park, get towed, and just to
and
go
bring
find,
it back.
And bring it back and put it there every time. And I hide it.
No, just put it back and watch the guy lose his shit.
Yeah,
you know what you do?
I go and get it. I walk there every time and I bring it back. I just don't be like, fuck you, bro.
You hide. And when he's towing you, you throw one of those tags in his tow truck. At the end of his shift, you hire someone to tow him.
Revenge. Oh, I'm petty. God. I'll do it. I don't give a fuck. Nah, if I have time, I'll waste their fucking time, bro.
Yeah, there we go. I like this.
I'll pay for that.
Yeah. But I like the tag idea because why not?
Yeah, I'm gonna
Because it was so close, man. Because I helped him, and then Guido helped him because I really wanted him to not pay.
By the way, the reason why we didn't check the where it was is because was they're blocked. Doing construction. And that area, a lot of people use it to cut through traffic. So even though they would put gates and cones, people would go and move us move away the gates and the cones.
Including the tow truck, apparently.
Present yeah. company included. So what they did was they put...
So you didn't want to park in a construction zone, but the guy was like, this is where you belong.
Yeah. No,
he brought you to another construction zone.
He put it behind the construction zone. So because that area, what they do is, and what they did now, because people kept fucking around, they put a... what do you call the beton? How do you say it in English?
A gate?
No. They put a
cement blocks.
They put giant concrete slabs. So when we drove by there, I'm like, there's no way they brought it behind there. It's all concrete slabs. It's a big detour. But he made it a point to go all around. That's why he came
this
from the way that he
like
came.
Like a very low budget towing company, because most companies
asshole.
That tow have their own parking lot.
No, a lot of the ones, they just park them somewhere else. They just take them away from
that's
you.
That's very low budget.
It's super low budget. That's why if you have a tracker, you outsmart them.
Yeah.
Because a parking lot doesn't cost that much. And if you're charging $150 per car.
Oh, his is more. How much did he charge you?
$168, I think.
And plus with their stupid system that they're like, no, but we still get paid. But then if people don't want to pay you, they don't because they have their car. But if it's a gate and you go, give me the money, and you're like, I'm not going to pay, they have
to. If he finds his car, they can't even charge him because in order to charge him, he had to call to ask where the car is and give his information. So now they have his info. But if they don't have his info, they can't charge him. Because if they say, oh, this license plate is like, yeah, prove it. I have my car. You never told me.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very low budget.
Oh, fuck. I wish he had found it that day, though.
Mm. Yeah.
It was so cool.
Ah, it's okay.
So what were you saying, Mike, about when you were a child, you had a dream?
Yeah. I'm doing there's a French podcast called Devine tout ce que t'as voulu.
Which is turn into what you dreamed of.
Yeah. Are you what you dreamt of being? It's a guy named Dominique Tardif who's I really like.
Oh, he's the guy from Le Devoir, and now he works at La Journal or La Presse.
And the reason it's weird, he's one of these critics that I really like, and I realize the reason why I like him so much, he likes the same type of shit as I do. So whenever I see a reviewer that likes exactly what I like, I'm like, this guy's fucking smart. He has good taste in movies. He likes what I like. But and if someone doesn't like what I like, I'm like, what a dummy.
Hire anyone.
Yeah, but he likes what I do, and he does his podcast, Did You Become What You Want to Become? And I was when he asked me to do that, I liked the concept, and I was thinking, I'm doing exactly what I wanted to do. Like, exactly. There's nothing in my life that when I was little, like, this is a dream life. But what's fucked up is you're never satisfied, even though, like, I remember, like, just for money, I remember when I was first starting out, I read a book. It was Steve Martin. It was his autobiography, and he was talking about how he had done the Tonight Show. Most comics that did the Tonight Show would sell out fucking big theaters, and he was like, "I'm only selling out like 300 seaters." And I remember reading that and going, "That's amazing. I'd love to say if I could sell out 300 seaters, my life is set. I'd be so happy." But then as soon as I started selling out 300 seaters, I was like, ah, fuck, I need bigger rooms.
500 seaters.
And now, you know what's fucked up? I'm not even the type of guy that I need to sell a lot of tickets. I just need to be 100% full.
Yeah.
Like if I'd rather sell 100 tickets in a 100 seater than 10,000 tickets in a 15,000 seat room. Mm. Like when we did the Bell Center, if I had only sold 16,000 tickets,
it would have drove you crazy.
I would have felt like a failure.
Even though it's 16,000.
Even though it would have been a world record by 3,000, I would have been like, I kind of suck.
The never satisfied thing is the human condition.
Yep. Mm.
You create a new plateau for yourself. Yeah.
I think it's natural though.
That's what I just said.
Mm. Yeah.
It's the human condition.
Oh yeah, you're right.
I think though it's natural.
Yeah. It might be the nature of things, just humanity.
But I'm happy though. Now I'm in a zone since I'm a little older that I feel like I'm really happy. Like even those shows we did in Ontario, like the
we still had fun with the crew.
Chapleau, which was a tiny, 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 tiny room.
Hated me.
And they hated everyone. I was like, this is fun. I'm in a fucking town I've never been. Making people smile?
Question their outing?
You know, I dreamt of making people smile. When I was little, the first job I ever wanted, like, I've only wanted to be a comic, but I didn't know what a comic was when I was little. So I wanted to be a funny actor.
Yeah.
Like, I used to tell people, I'm going to be a funny actor.
I've been there.
Yeah.
That's what I thought I wanted to do.
What did you want to be?
Initially, it was firefighter.
Okay.
And then in kindergarten or in grade one,
firestarter.
basically, what they did was they, you know, those.
They told you you can't be a firefighter.
No, no, you know those survival things.
You could be
that,
a tow truck driver.
They try to teach you in case of a fire, this is what you do.
Stop, drop, and roll.
There was a thing. Yeah, yeah.
They used to. I don't know if you guys, since I'm older, but in school they used to tell me that, and they even had a song on Saturday morning cartoon shows about stop, drop, and roll.
Yeah.
I used to, when I was little, think that this was going to be a big thing in my life. That at least 6 or 7 times in my life, I'll have to stop, drop, and roll.
I've never had
I've never dropped. I've never rolled.
I've been near fires and I just walk out.
Yeah.
I feel like if I were to stop there and then drop, maybe the roll wouldn't even happen. It would be dangerous. Yeah. I should just get the fuck out.
Well, as they would tell us, you got to get on the floor and crawl. And crawl,
stop,
and
drop, and crawl.
Stop, drop, like, and crawl, and try to find your way out. Basically,
stop, okay. Drop, and crawl, baby.
It fills with smoke, and then because the reason why you would go down is so you don't breathe in the smoke. Yeah. Smoke, right? Anyways, so they brought us this thing at the fire department, and they had a trailer, and it was kind of like a crash course, and they had placed like different items in it and different furniture, and you had to basically you were in a line. And
would they set the place on fire?
No, they filled it up with smoke. They didn't.
Did
set,
they?
Yes.
So oh, then
as a
Jesus.
Kid, as a 5 or 6 year old,
so good school.
Yeah, as a 5 or 6 year old,
5 year old, that must be traumatizing.
It was.
God damn.
They lined us up basically, and we would get in.
Did they take your pants off?
No.
You were fully dressed.
This happened in kindergarten.
They lined us up like a bunch of circus sales. Yeah. We're on our knees.
And then he's come to think of it, it wasn't a fire station, but it was in a trailer.
Yeah.
I remember a trailer. Yeah.
No, this was at
my dad forgot his nunchucks.
This was
at the leave.
This was the fire station in Park X, actually.
Okay.
So that's
so the little,
yeah, yeah.
Little. And were you all in the room when they?
No,
put
no,
the
it was in the room. It was outside. It was.
Because putting smoke outside, you don't need to crawl. You're
no,
outside.
It was in the trailer, though.
Okay.
So they had a trailer outside. Yeah, so it was inside. Yeah, sorry.
Inside
so
then, the outside.
So then they had the trailer closed, and then one by one, kid, they would open the door. The kid would go in on all fours and crawl, and you had to crawl your way out. And basically, I crawled my way out, and I'm like, I never want to be a fucking firefighter in my life.
It's a lot of exercise.
A lot of crawling.
So I was like, holy shit.
Like, no one told me this.
Because it was a scary experience. I was crawling, and I swear to God, even though I knew it wasn't a real fire, I was like, I'm going to die. But I'm breathing all the smoke. I'm going to fucking die. Yeah, I was freaking out as a kid.
Oh, yeah, that is traumatizing.
Little kids, like when we were little, a lot of kids want to be cops. Mm. Yeah. I'm pretty sure no kids want to be cops anymore. Because they see like everyone... talking shit about cops and defunding the police.
Yeah, but I mean, if you don't like black guys, and you like and you like to indiscriminately beat people up, I mean, still a thing. No, I think people still do want it because there are people who become cops because they're like, yo, I gotta protect my neighborhood, I gotta protect my family. Mm. So there's still good cops. It's just that what we have in society, like the image of them painted, is that they're the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's not. It can't be everyone. There's gonna be. I've met good cops.
Yeah,
I wanted to be a cop for about 5 months when I was little. Like, and then I realized it wasn't just shooting. I remember. Oh fuck! I remember. No, fuck.
I have to shoot white people too.
One of the first in grade. I think it was grade one or grade two. Like one. Whenever. How old you are when you start writing in school?
Yeah.
And they give you a little test, and we had to write a thing about what we were going to be when we were older. And there was this kid in class that I used to always tease, and he had written that he was going to be a cop. So when I saw that, I'd written, I want to be a robber. And Steve is so dumb, he's never going to catch me.
That's so good.
So it's just fucking...
He's just fucking around.
Just bullying.
Did the teacher laugh?
No, the teacher...
I would have loved it.
No, I remember... Everyone thought it was funny. Even the little kid. And I was like, I was just playing around.
Yeah, you were a child. Yeah. You weren't trying to harass him. I don't remember... I remember thinking I wanted to do funny stuff. But I never thought comedy would be, I didn't think it was real, like it could actually happen. Okay. But like I would say funny, like comedic actor, like I want to do funny stuff like that. But I never thought it would be real. Like it was one of those like dreams, but then it can't happen.
Yeah.
I remember doing my aptitude test in Sec 4, and that fucked me because they said, what are you most inclined to be? And some people had doctor, dentist. I had street performer. And I was furious. I go, what the fuck is this? And she's like, oh, it just says, you know, like, and I go, what does that mean?
Street performer.
Yeah, I go, what does street performer mean? And then she's like, you know, it's like those people that you see, you know, in old Montreal, the you know, balloons. And I go, are you fucking crazy? That's homeless. Are you crazy? I go, what the fuck? And I remember being furious. I go, is this an insult? Is this an insult? She goes, no, it's just
it
the stuff that
like
you answered.
Goodfellas. You're funny how? No, but you know, you're funny how?
But here's what's crazy. Technically, I do that inside.
Yeah. You're an inside outside street.
Yeah. I do stand up podcast. I'm kind of the stuff that they thought were strengths, the public speaking stuff and the funny. I guess because podcast didn't exist and stand up, like, you're not going to go fucking stand up. It's so hard. Like, so that stuff was not on the test and they put me as a street performer.
Yeah.
And it was the closest.
I guess they wanted to keep your expectations realistic.
Yeah. But for years, I didn't do that. I was working video games.
That fucking sucks. And they always do that. Like, I'm sure. Kids that go to private schools or kids from rich neighborhoods, they never tell them street performers. So the same kid would have done the test. It would have been, you're going to be either a lawyer or a movie star.
Yeah.
It'd be something to build up. But now they were like, yeah, you're going to fucking be a clown.
Yeah, that's Montreal.
Basically. Yeah, that's
I remember
true.
Being pissed. Because I didn't see it as, oh, that's my destiny. I took it as these motherfuckers are just ripping these kids. Street performance.
I used to always lie to my guidance counselor when I was young because I realized if you had to talk to the guidance counselor, they'd let you out of class.
Yeah.
So I'd go see him all the time and I'd make up stories all the time. Just random shit. And one time.
Just to stay in until the class is over?
Yeah. And then this one time I was at home pretending to be sick. And he showed up at my house.
No.
Yeah. To fuck you.
No. No, but just to talk, like, to see what was up, like, because I told him so many stories. So he wanted to see if my parents were abusing me or. And then,
is your degenerate, gambling, child molesting father at home? Yeah. No, he's at work.
And I remember yelling at him. I was like, you are so stupid. What are you doing here? You're so stupid. You fucking idiot. I made all that shit up. I was calling him stupid.
No, that's amazing. And then he hung himself.
Oh, shit.
That's terrible.
What a shitty kid I was. Calling a grown man who was only in my house because he cared about my well-being, calling him stupid. You were so dumb.
I remember my first year in high school, me and Dano, there was a guidance counselor there that we drove her fucking nuts. And I remember we were in the office and she was talking to us about like our absenteeism. It was a lot. It was heavy. There was 4 periods in a day. And she goes, you've missed 180 periods this year. And I remember looking at that and being like, bro, how many periods are there in the year? Is that a lot? And I think the year has 220 or 240.
No.
Yeah. Like it was a lot. It was excessive. And then I go, they can't all be right. Clearly somebody got used to saying that. Imagine. That is impossible. But I remember her freaking out. Be like, you're never here. Yeah,
God,
we got used to skipping. It was so much fun.
Yeah,
it was a lot of fun. I explored the city skipping school.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, I went to all kinds of other schools, universities, malls. Like I discovered.
Were you the one that told me you'd go to your friends' school, friends' classrooms, and they wouldn't even notice?
Sometimes they wouldn't notice. Sometimes we'd get in trouble.
What a shitty school.
They noticed. One security guard noticed us in Outremont. I don't know if it still exists, but Outremont had its own school called Outremont. Saucy used to go there, so we went to visit Saucy. And I remember, so I was like, how the fuck did you get in? Because just by luck, because there was no cell phones, bro. But you'd walk in, it was lunchtime, I'd find him in the cafeteria. I was like, how the fuck did you get in here? He was like, don't security see you. And the security chased us out, or he'd bring us to principal office sometimes, and we'd give fake names. And I know whose name I would give to.
No.
I'd give an actual kid's name, yeah.
But from that school?
From
Okay.
What are they going to do? What are they going to do?
Yeah.
One time we got in trouble so we were wrestling, and we're filthy. We stayed over like the lunch break. We were close to where the bridge is, where I had fallen. And we were filthy. We were wrestling. And then we show up like, fuck, we're like an hour late after lunch. We're going to get in trouble. So then we show up in the class and we just say, why are you late? Like, we got beat up. We got beat up by these older kids from La Duversaire, the older school, because it was sec 4 and 5 was the other school. Us, we were 1, 2, 3. Like, what? They beat you up? Like, fucking, I don't know how they didn't rape us. Like, it was a savage beating. We didn't get beat up. We were fighting with each other. So what did they do? First of all, we had to change because I had to wear these stupid school like clothes that they had there in the office that didn't fit right.
Like Lost and Found
Lost
pants?
And Found type of pants. And then
who loses their pants? You don't want to fucking wear those.
But that's what I'm saying. Then they sent us to the other school and they had a Facebook, not a Facebook account, but like a book.
And you had to say him.
Bro, and we blamed it. I remember at the end, there was clearly like children that were fucking handicapped. I was like,
no!
The principal was like, there's no way that that. Like, I'm pretty sure it's him. No. And like, that was trying not to. He's like, I don't think it's like, I'm pretty sure it's him. Yeah, funny. Then they sent us to, I forgot what it was called. There was another school right next to La Duversaire for like an adult ed. Like you have to be 16 and over. Right in the back. I forgot what it's fucking called. There's a big cross in front.
Oh,
it looks
yeah.
like it's the same school, but it's not. It's another one on the side to look at their face. Like the, oh man. Yeah, we blamed other kids. And that's how we spent the whole afternoon. We were just going from school to school blaming other kids.
That's
yeah.
funny.
Yeah, but I remember blaming a clearly retarded kid. And dad was like, he's trying to hold it together. And I'm trying to make him laugh. I'm like, yeah, it was clearly him. He overpowered this guy. Yeah. And he's like he doesn't want to say that a retarded kid overpowered him. He's yeah. like, I don't think it was him. Like, it was him. I was just fucking around. Oh,
he has that retard strength, right?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. Yeah.
Yeah. But, my school never, like, they would have, they wouldn't have let other kids from other schools. Just come in.
Well, they know when they would catch us, we'd get in trouble. They'd throw us out.
I think though it's because I went to like a school that was small, so we were only like 25 students per class. So it's easy.
Know.
Yeah.
Also, I remember one time. So Lauryn Hill Academy, they had uniforms, but I don't know if it was on
Lauryn Hill Academy.
Yeah, Lauryn Hill, they had uniforms. Okay. So I don't know on Fridays. I remember it was on Fridays. Every Friday they weren't wearing uniforms, or if it was that one Friday. But we knew. So we went in because we're going to beat this kid up. Nice. So we went in, bro, but this fucking girl, it's like in between class. I don't know if it's lunch or whatever. People are in the hallways. It's normal. This fucking girl notices us, bro, instantly and starts yelling. And I'm like, how the fuck does she know? Like, I don't know if they weren't wearing jeans. I forgot what the rule was, but she knew. Right? She's like, you don't go here. You don't go. She started yelling, bro, until we got kicked out.
God damn.
Yeah, someone beat the kid up outside instead. but I was just like, what the fuck? I remember, yeah. She was yelling, she's like, you don't go here. And I was like, how the fuck? In my head, because I didn't know what the rule, I don't know if it was everyone's wearing jeans on Friday and we weren't or what it was, but she knew, bro, instantly.
God damn.
Yelling, stupid bitch. Yeah.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Yeah, we still beat that kid up, though.
Good.
Yeah. I remember I kicked him in the ass. Like the actual ass when it was down.
Like you shoved your foot up his ass.
Yeah, bro, like I
oh, God damn.
What a weird beating.
A little bit gay.
Yeah. Oh, fuck them too. No. I remember, we beat that kid up in the snow. Yeah, he was causing a lot of trouble.
What was he doing?
He was terrorizing some other friend of ours, like on the weekends, like at Greek school. So we found out where he actually goes, the rest of us. And we're
was this
the
a Greek kid or
was,
no?
I think he was a Greek kid, yeah, because he was in Greek school. So he had to
Oh, that's
Lauryn Hill was a Greek school?
No, it was English school.
Okay.
But there was a lot of Greeks that went there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The biggest horse came out of Lauryn Hill.
Is that true?
I kept hearing that when I was in high school.
But every high school talks shit.
Yeah,
they used
you're
to
right.
say that all the Sacred Heart girls were lesbians. All the schools just talk shit.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then again, the one girl that I knew at Sacred Heart did become a lesbian.
I used to never, like, I never talked shit about, like, calling girls whores when I was young. Because I was like, you don't want these girls to be insulted by you. Then you're not going to be able to bang.
Yeah, but that's more his generation. Us, the Lauryn Hill, we didn't have them as whores. The only thing I knew was that Sacred Heart girls, they would say they were lesbians. Like, that was the thing. Because I think it was an all-girls school. Lauryn Hill, it was just, because we had friends that went to Lauryn Hill. It was just an English, like, we didn't really have a negative, they had a negative connotation of us. We were fucking.
And this was around the time the Fugees were big. So we're, because it's weird having, whenever I hear Lauryn Hill,
you
I think of Lauryn Hill, Was Lauryn Hill like a Montrealer?
It was a.
No, I don't think it had anything to do with Lauryn Hill, the singer.
No, I know, but it's another Lauryn Hill, I assume.
Oh, I don't know what it's named after. I guarantee you it's not named after the Fugees.
No, for sure.
Yeah. I don't know who it's named
And it wasn't really like whore, but like we would like slut and shit. It wasn't like that hardcore.
You'd slut shame.
Yeah.
You wouldn't like, horse.
She's a bit of a. But we wouldn't say. Well, not actually, at Evangeline, we'd say like. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was more of the French Arab thing. Us, we was. It wasn't as. When we were still there, it was still not at. It wasn't
I
as.
I used to love sluts.
Yeah,
when
it wasn't
I was
as.
High I treated sluts like fucking princesses.
Yeah, we didn't. Yeah. It was just we didn't have that. I know what he's talking about, nah. But that we didn't have that as much. It was a different generation. The demographics changed.
Yeah,
there's something stupid though about a little boy degrading a girl for having sex
when he's
trying to have sex with her.
Well, yeah, we're boys.
The best way to go is no, it's cool. It's cool.
That's like wanting to eat a burger and you walk and you're like, fuck you, I don't want your burger.
Yeah, but I'm hungry.
I was also an idiot.
Yeah.
Past tense.
Yeah, that's why.
Well, still am, but you know.
I think that's why I was fucking young. Like I started fucking young because I knew how to play the game when I was little.
Me and my cousin told me you got to tease them and then they'll want to bang you. So I would just.
But teasing.
You just pull your cock out.
No, not tease like
hey,
that. Hold on.
Or, I mean, hey, slut.
No, I wouldn't. No, no. We
gotcha.
No, no, no. We wouldn't call them that. Like amongst the boys, we'd be like, oh, she's a slut. She's a whore. Like, you know, she's like, you know.
I wonder what the girl said about him.
Ew.
Just ew. He says a million things. Whore, slut. And they look at you like, ugh. threw up my mouth a bit.
Were you a big kid? Like,
I was really fat up until the age of 15, and then I lost a lot of weight because of boxing. And then girls started paying more attention to me.
Okay,
and
so he became fat to pay them back.
And just the sluts or
all
or all of them?
Yeah,
okay.
And
became a heartthrob.
Yes, for a few years,
Their hearts were throbbing
for 3 months
when he was following them at night.
Yeah. So when you were fat, your heart was throbbing, and then when you lost weight, theirs were
exactly. Okay. Yeah.
It was always palpitations, but
from heart attack to fucking.
I think people's standards were lower back then because I have photos, not just of high school, but even after high. Like I have photos where I would be with chicks. I was like, God damn, I had no business.
I constantly question as well how I got laid.
There was moments in my life, especially in my 20s, where I was like, God damn, I don't know how I pulled that off. That's like, that's a Hail Mary. Sometimes I've pulled chicks that I'm like, I had no business.
A guy with confidence that's funny will always bang out of his league.
That's what was happening. But looking back, I'm like, ooh, God damn.
The ugly chicks that I've banged, I'm like, yeah, it's reasonable. You know, but like the chicks that I've banged that are
that's reasonable. What do you mean reasonable?
Like reasonable, I mean like in the sense of like
good enough. That's what I deserve.
I deserve, but in the sense of like, I can see why. You know what I mean?
That's what
but
I.
But like
deserve.
Attractive chicks, I was always like, oh shit, how do I? You know,
how can I make this happen?
Yeah,
and it didn't.
No, well, whenever it did, I was like, how did I pull that off? It was one chick that wanted
money.
That was later, way later on. There was one chick when I worked at Telus. I'm pretty sure she wanted to bang me, but the thing is, I smoked a lot of weed and I couldn't catch a hint. Like we were walking towards her house, and then
you were following her, or she knew that you were walking.
No, we smoked together.
Okay.
I thought about that moment afterwards, and I was like, oh, you fucking idiot, because she was a very attractive lady. And
how old was she? You're calling her a lady. Was she like in her 40s?
No. She was like around my age. I was 20 at the time.
She must have been
14. So you're calling a 19-year-old a lady?
No. But she was this chick. And we had smoked weed, and we were talking. And I think... I think I was with my ex-girlfriend at the time as well.
She was walking with you?
Yeah, we were walking together. I was
all
walking.
All three of you?
Okay. No.
So maybe why you
hold
didn't
on,
bang.
Hold on. I was in a relationship.
She was cock-blocking
I was in a relationship with my girlfriend at the time, but I wasn't with her. We smoked up after work, and then I walked her home because I'm a gentleman.
You're the best storyteller on the planet.
I'm sorry. It's all over the place. I'm sorry.
Imagine him writing an essay.
Let's restart. Yeah. So we finished work together, and then we smoked a joint.
Okay. All right. You so and then, your girlfriend.
No, me and this girl that I worked with.
Okay. What girl?
What was her name?
I think it started with an S.
Slut.
Sabrina or Samantha or something.
Steve.
Anyways, it doesn't matter. And so after we smoked, I walked her home and she kept saying shit like, yeah, my parents aren't home, you know, and stuff like that.
It'd be a shame if a fat guy raped
you. You know?
Me.
And like she was kind of hinting like, you know, she wanted to bang.
But what else did she say? My parents aren't home.
That's not a hint. Want to bang though?
Yeah. No, but she was telling me like, my parents aren't home. You want to hang out or whatever? And I said I'm gonna go see my girlfriend or something.
Okay, that's nice.
Yeah, that is.
I think it was after I broke up with my girlfriend. I was like, oh fuck, I gotta bang her.
Oh, but that's you can't do that to yourself. Story your life. Yeah, you can't do that to yourself. Yeah.
You should have gone.
No, obviously.
You should have 4 months after ring at her doorbell.
Actually, I had a boyfriend by that time.
Okay.
You know what? Yeah. I got an idea. Call her now. Reach out now. Nah. Be like, I just want to know, does the offer still stand? I didn't officially take the rain check, but I thought, like, social contract wise, I had the rain check.
I think she just smoked some weed and she was high and she was horny and she just wanted it. Like, it was in the moment type of shit.
I'm glad that you thought that, because we thought she wasn't horny. So the, that's people normally like to have sex.
No,
not horny.
Meaning I think she wasn't really that attracted to me. It was just like,
oh, it's neither here nor there. We're aware of that. Yeah. It's not what we're discussing.
Was she? She had eyes.
Yes.
Okay, they were working,
but because she smoked weed, you know, they were watery.
That's what it was. Yeah. Yeah. And that's how you like him.
Bro, she had weed goggles.
She's already crying.
She's already crying. This is how I like it.
It's excellent lube.
I feel at home.
It's excellent lube, guys. Yeah. Yeah.
This is how my first time was too.
Mm-hmm. God damn, bro.
I get excited. So when you were young, you wanted to be a fireman.
And then after that, I got a bit older. I don't remember. I think around the age of 10, I wanted to be an actor.
Yeah. What kind of an actor?
Just an actor. Like a more
gay, like, for pay? Or
no, like,
would you have settled for porn?
No. More like action hero type of shit.
Okay.
I liked
Stallone. Short.
Yeah.
Who was your favorite when you were little?
The Rock.
Okay.
Because that's when he started doing like the Scorpion King shit, you know? So he was really cool. So
you know what they say? Train for the job you want.
Because I watched The Rock.
Makes perfect sense.
I watched, I would watch wrestling. And I saw The Rock's transition into action movie star. So I was like, oh, fuck.
So I could become a boy.
That's why you're always attracted to people who transition.
Yeah. No. They start from The Rock. Yeah. No. I like it. This is a good origin story.
So I thought it was cool as shit. So I'm like, I'd like to do that.
I'd like to transition.
And then I realized that I was a lazy, fat piece of shit. I'm like,
I was a lazy, fat piece of shit.
Like, if that shirt was black, you look exactly like The Rock.
Yeah.
That everyone dresses up as for Halloween.
Yeah. Yeah. The boulder.
Yeah. The boulder.
Oh, yeah, it's true. Yeah, and the
slab.
Yeah. Oh, it's the turtleneck. The slab.
So, did you ever think of getting fit, going into wrestling, and then transitioning to acting like The Rock did?
No, I didn't want to do wrestling.
Okay.
Yeah, I was never
big. So you
big
want to be The Rock, but without the wrestling.
Like, the wrestling was cool. Well,
so
I wanted
to be The Rock without the work.
No, I wanted to be an action movie star. Yeah. But
it takes a lot of work.
Of course, yeah. And then, I don't know, just life happened.
You were willing to become The Rock except for the working out
not become The Rock, but become an action movie star like The Rock. It was somebody to look up to.
But I think you could
still do it. You ever seen Death Wish?
Death Wish?
The original Death Wish, not Bruce Willis. The original Death Wish. Bring it up, Poseidon. You could be modern day, I forgot what the guy's name is, and we remake Death Wish. Because you could be an action star and you don't got to be super fit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, but I would want to.
And Death Wish is cool as fuck.
I don't even remember.
This is the 2018 one?
No, forget 2018, bro. The original Death Wish was 1, Death 2, 3, Wish, 4.
1974?
Yeah. Show us that. What's his name? The guy? Fuck, I forgot the actor's name.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Guy with the mustache.
Oh, this guy.
Oh, Charles Bronson.
Charles Bronson, that's it.
Yeah.
You could be the modern day Charles Bronson.
Yeah. That's a
bro, you could pull that off. You have a bazooka.
You know how crazy that is? Before Schwarzenegger came, it was guys like him that were like
action stars.
Yeah.
Look at the bottom left. That's it. In the middle left. That's you. You could pull that off. Left, 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 left.
He
left,
just looks like left, a left.
There you go.
He looks like
you could pull
angry
that off. You could pull that off, bro.
He looks like an angry diner owner.
Yeah. We could remake this.
But I actually want to
call it Dead Fish.
It's just that.
And it's you returning food at the deli.
Growing up, it seemed unrealistic.
But this, what I'm saying is, this is realistic, it's attainable. Because I actually think we're going to come back to action stars like that.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be so many actors I have guns and shit. Why do I need to have a six pack?
The guy that played Better Call Saul. Yeah, did you see his movie?
Nobody.
That was great.
Yeah,
that was a great action movie.
Yeah, it was really good.
One of the better ones I've seen the last couple of years. And I think the fact that he's just a regular dude made it even better.
Dude, you could do this.
Yeah. Or like John Wick.
No, John Wick was specially
trained. No, he's
trained
an assassin. Yeah.
But
never
this,
mind,
you could pull this off. You could be an angry guy in the neighborhood where your wife gets murdered and raped. Raped and murdered first.
But I would like to become his wife. His wife wants to have sex, but then she gets murdered.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, she doesn't get raped.
She doesn't get raped. No.
She likes
the
fame.
Wait, what? Yeah. Hold on, what?
Yeah. Okay.
So your wife bangs a couple dudes and someone murders her.
Unrelated to the banging.
And then you get out, get revenge. We find out at the end you're the one that committed the murder.
Yeah.
Jealous.
Oh, that's a good plot.
Very jealous.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, that was your death wish.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I got older and I realized the probability of that happening from where I live is probably impossible.
But it's not where you live. It's just you put no effort.
Yeah, there you go. I put no effort into it. Yeah.
And that guy's like, I got to blame everything else. First thing is like, oh, yeah, it's me. Oh, yeah.
Because that's like people that go, look, I would have liked to be in comedy, but I don't have any connections. No one has connections when they're starting out. Yeah. And the people that do have connections are shitty comics.
Yeah. Wait, what?
You have some connections.
For what?
Like now you got us.
Yeah.
When you started.
Oh, yeah, but I actually want to. I put no effort. Actually, the first. Oh, fuck. I did try to get into it after high school. I'm like, no, I want to pursue my dreams because for the longest time, it was just like I would just, you know, go get a job. I would listen to everyone.
Write a script. I think we could pull this off. Maybe then, even a half hour film like
but
this.
But then, hold on. When I was 19, you guys don't know this, I was in a music video.
Oh, really?
Yeah, showed me the music where you were eating everything or something?
Yeah, basically.
What band?
And the whole thing, it was...
You're just a faggot.
Leon Bolli. I have the video saved on my YouTube channel.
Leon Bolli?
Bolli or some shit like that. It was like techno
French
music.
Guy?
It was techno. Yeah, it was techno music. And it was very popular.
French
apparently.
Techno? Very popular? One of those is a lie.
So,
you want to put the volume off and show us the video?
Yeah, fuck. I don't know if I have it.
Just type it in YouTube. Yeah, it was just him. It was just a fat guy eating stuff. He eats the whole world or something. That must have destroyed his confidence.
That must be... If you get hired and you look at the script and the description is fat dummy.
Yeah, fat dummy that eats everything. Yeah.
I forget who... I did a thing once and I felt bad because the girl I was with in the scene, it was written... It was in French and it was written femme laide, ugly woman. And I was like... You know, you can write a part for an ugly lady, but call her
Lady
Cheryl.
Yeah.
Lady walks in and then tell the casting director, we need a pig, but just don't fucking tell her.
Oh my God,
she's
I found
disgusting.
It.
Okay, so it's called Leon Bolli Disco Davai.
Okay, bring it
this
up.
This was 9 years ago.
Take out the volume.
I was 20, sorry. Yeah, I was 20.
No
20, 19, 20.
No volume, so we don't get it.
The
click
age
on the
is
mute
an
button.
Mute.
And bring it up for
us. Because, I decided to pursue my dreams, and then I realized it was...
And put it up so we can see it. All right.
Just a second, sorry.
Okay. And then put the...
Full screen.
Full screen. Yeah. Spinning records.
This was the
press play.
This thing. Was a dude that I worked at Telus with.
Okay,
it
yeah,
was aspiring
sense.
To be a director.
Okay.
Are you in the whole video? Because I just want to see when you're in it.
The beginning half.
Okay. All right, there's a city.
Okay.
It's already looking... All right.
Disco Davai.
What the...
This is so bad, by the way.
I don't know. I'm liking it so far. I like the artwork.
What's bad when I get...
Oh, is that your victim? See, have you seen this robot? Oh, I'm kind of liking this. It's it's giving me Scanner Darkly vibes.
Oh, that's you?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he does eat savagely. Yeah, they're smart.
Yeah, so basically,
so you're a fat guy in the future.
The whole thing is this robot has achieved consciousness, and I'm a detective, and I'm like, we can't let these robots achieve consciousness.
So why is the detective a fat?
Because I'm a lazy fat detective. That's the whole thing.
Who's this chick?
She's with the robot.
Okay,
like dating?
No, like they're friends or whatever.
They're partners.
The robot takes leaks.
Yeah,
bro, all you do is eat.
All you do is eat.
A trans robot,
and how are we supposed to know that you're a detective?
I don't know.
There's nothing detective-y about you.
Yeah. Like I don't have a badge. Like I asked the same question. It was just.
Why are you fucking? You know how to use chopsticks back then.
Yeah.
How are you using?
I guess because I stopped using them. It's like a bicycle.
You know what? It's always you eating. I'll give them credit. They really accentuated your strong points. They used your best skills. And what does she do? Is she a singer?
I don't know. She was working with him. She was a friend of his.
Church Robots.
Yeah. The Church of Robots or some shit.
It's kind of a cool video.
This
though.
Is from iRobot.
I think. It's not the worst video. Yeah. I've seen. It's just
so that then I'm looking for this robot, and the whole thing was.
But by the way, they didn't really make it clear.
Yeah, they didn't. No, he didn't at all. But like, him too, he was starting out. Anyways.
Yeah.
What a horrible video.
Yeah, it's terrible.
What else are you going to eat? Are you going to eat that ball? No.
No, it's, I don't know what the fuck this means.
Do you come back after this? Well, he's a disco robot. So then they find me. It's a disco ball.
Oh, so you didn't even find them. They found you.
They found
you.
Yeah,
we bumped into each other, and then she pulls out guns
and
shit.
And then she shoots you?
So then I'm running away. But then I ate too much food. So.
Oh, he's thinking of all the food.
And then I blow up.
You farted till you blew up?
I blow up, basically, yeah.
I like that. They got him running, and then they're like, oh, he's a fat guy. He'll be out of breath.
Actually, it's practically the whole music video.
People won't get it. Okay, so we'll show the food that he ate. Yeah. That's all we saw him do is eat. So, of course, he's not going to run fast.
But then you blew up.
Yep.
So maybe you were the
food
robot.
I ate.
I think you were the robot.
Yeah, and because of all the food I ate.
That doesn't make sense.
I know it doesn't, but we're fucking idiots, bro. I don't know. We're just trying to,
at
the
time, did it make sense?
No, it didn't make sense at all.
When you
and I didn't
did
take
this,
it seriously.
Did
and
you think I'm gonna
and
make
the thing
it?
Is,
first time and I remember, you saw it, where you like, people are gonna recognize me in the street.
No. I knew. I just wanted.
How
to
many views? Can you look? How many views?
Actually, that's a good question. I don't know.
I want to gauge 30,000.
I want to get started, and I wasn't taking the guy.
400.
Maybe 800.
400.
And I kept making fun of the guy because nothing made sense. And I wasn't taking it seriously, and he was getting very upset.
Yeah,
with me.
Of course, he's an artist.
57,000 views.
What? Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ, that's good.
Oh shit! Yeah, but holy
that
shit,
that is good.
God, that, I never. Oh no, sorry. Sorry, 115,000 views.
It's the most successful thing you've ever been part of.
Holy shit! Yeah. I didn't even know that had 150,000 views. I just saw it as some dumb thing.
That means that probably half the people that listen to the intellectuals, they go, "That's a fat robot."
No, so yeah, he got, because the kid, he was like taking it like super seriously, and I was taking it seriously too, but the thing is, his project didn't make sense to me.
He's a child.
You know, no, he was. This was a 25-year-old man, bro.
I'll
he
show
was a
you
grown
home
man,
movies
bro.
We've made make no sense.
I know, and I kept messing with him on set and shit, and then he was getting angry.
The director you're
yeah,
talking
yeah,
about?
Exactly. Okay.
Yeah,
was
I think
the singer or DJ?
The singer, the singer had already made the music. He just wanted a music video for it to go over. Okay. And they basically hired the. Yeah.
How much did they pay you? Nothing.
Not
nothing.
Enough.
No, nothing. Yeah. It was just like a project thing.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a school project.
All right. Well, he probably got, but I don't know. I was just happy to be a part of it. I wanted to, because I wanted, yeah, if, when
express
I became.
Yourself.
No, yeah. Because when I became an adult, I'm like, you know what? I want to pursue my fucking dreams and shit.
When you eating. Were running, did you feel like I'm kind of like The Rock?
No.
When you were eating, were you like, my dreams
no,
are
no.
coming true?
Hold on. I never, hold on. Because I never wanted to be like The Rock. I wanted to be an action movie star like The Rock became.
You didn't want to be like The Rock. You wanted to be like an action star like The Rock.
Yeah.
Okay. Makes sense.
You know, or like Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know.
But The Rock.
I grew up with watching The Rock, so that's my reference. But
ladies
yeah.
and gentlemen, listen, if you want to be like The Rock also, you can follow this rock. The Poseidon 69. I just realized there's holes here for my fingers, or for one side. The Poseidon 69 on Twitter and on Instagram, Linktree/IamPoseidon to follow this rock's nonsense. The man in front of me, comedy legend, Mike Ward. You can find him at mikeward.ca. That's also where there will be links for his live shows and his Patreon, patreon.com/Suzakut, the home of the world's largest, biggest, baddest, bestest French language comedy podcast. That's Mike Ward, Suzakut. Catch all of the fun stuff of Mike Ward, Suzakut on patreon.com/Suzakut, or check out Mike live. His dates are on his website, pantelescomedy.com. Follow my stuff, patreon.com/Pantelis, to support the Pantelis Nation. And if you want to start your own podcast, send an email over to bookingpodcaststudio@gmail.com. We've got the best prices in town, the best producers in town, sexual harassment on demand.
Fat robot
that hangs around this goddamn studio. Check us out if you're in Montreal. Come over to Mike Ward Theater Dreams at the Pantelis Comedy Studio. Thank you all, and go fuck yourselves.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot maybe your new best friend. But what won't change?
Needing health insurance? UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.